David didn't want to study, David wanted a project. To attract people to Lower Manhattan, to create jobs in Lower Manhattan, to bring housing to Lower Manhattan. The original location that the DLMA had chosen in its preliminary studies, as Carol told you, was on the east side of Lower Manhattan. With the studies that told us how many square feet of space we needed to plan it for 100,000 people working there, for 100,000 business visitors, approximately, and 50,000 commuters who passed through PATH and made their way to either Stock Exchange or to the other places that sprang up. So the World Trade Center of New York was given the job to put together this project. And something else that people do not realize now, one of the initial buildings included was a commerce exchange, which was really a new home for the Stock Exchange. They needed to anchor it in Lower Manhattan and keep the financial and shipping people who were there already with services that they would need to carry out their business. Then people began to study the possibility, and no towers yet, just a plan with some preliminary buildings on the east side. And Carol said that for reasons of politics, the state of New Jersey wanted the Port Authority to take over the Hudson and Manhattan tubes, which are now PATH, Port Authority Trans Hudson. And that was true. But the melding of the two projects was a magnificent reality for one reason. In all of New York City, there is no transportation center greater than the area where the World Trade Center was placed.